In disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, and floods and their aftermaths, the American Red Cross is always there, and the organization is continuing its relief operation throughout the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast to shelter and assist people affected by Superstorm Sandy. Joining us now is Steve Baer, a spokesman for the American Red Cross. He's been working at the shelter set up at Nassau Community College in Garden City on Long Island. And we thank you for taking some time out from all of that very valuable work to join us today. Hi, Steve. Are you there? Well, Steve was talking to us. Steve was talking to us from the on his cell phone, and I gather that service there is intermittent, and we just lost that connection. We wonder if any of you have been forced to call the American Red Cross or have offered your services to any of the relief organizations. If you have anything you would like to tell us about that, you can give us a call now at 646-829-3980. That's 646-829-3980. Also wondering whether you're running out of supplies. Are you concerned about what you're going to do about eating in the near future if everything in your refrigerator has gone bad? What kind of damage you're seeing, and have you suffered from any of that damage yourself? Our number, 646-829-3980, or you can also leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. We know that there are people who want to lend a hand and volunteer, as Steve Baer has for the American Red Cross. In his case, although he works at the American Red Cross, I had a situation once where I had a fire, and I had to call the American Red Cross because I had lost everything, and they came by and supplied me with some blankets and a little bit of clothing to get me through, and I will always be appreciative of that. A number again, 646-829-3985, and we'll be going to those calls in just a moment. We are also hoping to reconnect to Steve Baer, who is, I guess we're not hoping to connect to Steve Baer. I keep on seeing a connection being made and then disappearing. Should I go to one of these calls? Okay, let's – well, can't do that yet either. I am – okay, let's go to a caller named Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm in the East Village of Manhattan, and it's really like a forgotten zone down here. It's
you're feeling abandoned?
Yeah, of course. You know, there are there's obviously no power. People are having to stand on street corners to try to get cell service. You know, maybe some of the cell companies can come down here and put up mobile antennas. I just came from uptown and the west side, and it's like business as usual up there. Although on 42nd Street, I saw people plugging into, you know, the Christmas lights you wrap around trees. They were plugging into the Christmas lights in order to charge or use their phones. And
you know, where is that electricity coming from?
It's coming from the building. So over by 42nd Street around 2nd Avenue, you know how they light the trees up with little blue lights? You can, you know, send one of your guys out there. It's fascinating. People are huddled around these trees, and it's because they're charging their phones. And, you know, and that's the problem that I'm seeing. I'm south of 14th Street, and we don't really have anyone out here providing resources. People have to go outside of this zone just to get water, and it doesn't seem right.
Well,
you know,
well, I want to bring Stephen Baer.
The marathon is on, and he'll do what he can to make sure the marathon happens. Well, you know, he needs to take care of people in this area.
I want to bring Stephen Baer of the Red Cross in here. Stephen, are you aware of the situation on the Lower East Side?
Vaguely, I haven't been here yet. I'm getting there right now, as a matter of fact, for the first time. I've been stationed out on Long Island. I can tell you what happened, what was going on Long Island.
Well, the people in the Lower East Side or other areas that have been affected who feel abandoned, as Nancy does, need help from the Red Cross. What do they have to do?
Well, what is it that Nancy needs?
Nancy?
It's not me personally. It's just in general. People are doing what they can to bail out of their homes, to get furniture out of their apartments. You know, this is an old area of New York, right? So you've got a lot of low-rise buildings with basement apartments. People were flooded. You know, the East River, it flowed down Avenue C, which is where I am, and up to Avenue B and maybe beyond. And so what I'm saying is, you know, when you walk around, you see people just trying to either, you know, talk to someone, but there's no resource. Short of the fire department and the police department, you don't see anything down here. No one setting up stations for, you know, do you need cell service? Do you need water? We've got a large elder population in this area as well. And I wonder, you know, how are people managing, you know, if 4 or 5 more days without power or running water, it will be a desperate situation for many people.
Steve?
Well, this is not a Red Cross problem the way I see it. Red Cross is here to do feeding and sheltering. They do not do furniture removal and things like that. That is up to the city of New York. The Office of Emergency Management should be contacted, and they will know the right people that could help with this situation.
Well, last night, about 9,000 people spent the night in 171 Red Cross shelters that were set up in 13 states. You were at the shelter at Nassau Community College, as you just told
us. That's correct.
What was the scene like there?
What was the scene like there? It was very peaceful. We had 841 residents. It was very calm because the people had evacuated early. They had come in on Sunday. And hold on, I'm turning here. They had come in on Sunday and were very comfortable. They had they make little communities, believe it or not, of cots with their neighbors and things like that. So it was very, very peaceful. People were getting along. We had plenty of food. We had plenty of water in the shelter. So it worked out very well for us there. We had a number of people who had been there last year, when Isabel came by, and we had more people in the shelter last year, actually, than this year. But they were mingling with the people they had met last year. And when I walked in for the first time, and I live in Florida, I'm not a local person. When I walked in, they said, oh, you were here last year. That's the type of people they were. They're very, very friendly, and they all get along for some reason. It's great. And so we were serving them 3 meals a day and snacks in between. We had nurses there. We had mental health counselors for those people that needed a shoulder to cry on. And it worked out the way it was supposed to work out.
Now, people worry about being able to bring their pets to shelters, can they?
Well, you can't bring them to the Red Cross shelter, but they had made arrangements with another organization to do the sheltering of pets. So, yes, it was close by. It wasn't in the same shelter, but, yes, it was real close by.
You also, there's a Red Cross Hurricane app. Can you tell us about that?
The Red Cross Hurricane app is sensational, and it's been being downloaded all the time. It's one of the top 5 downloads on the cell phones. You can go to redcross.org. Or call 1-800. You can download it through the App Store. It's either Apple or Google. And it's free. It'll tell you what to do before, during, and after a storm. And not only a hurricane, but any type of storm that comes by. And it also will give you a map of every shelter that is open in the area. It won't give you the ones that haven't opened yet, which is really smart because we don't want somebody going standing outside a shelter that they've been told is a shelter and we're not planning to open it. So it'll only tell show you the ones that have opened.
So
it's so easy to use.
Homes are being evacuated in Hoboken, so that's what you recommend, that they go to the Red Cross Hurricane app to find out where they might go. Do you have any advice for them without them having to go to the app? What should they bring with them?
Well, we recommend they bring a pillow. They bring they'll get a blanket when they come in. They'll get a cot when they come in. If they are on any type of medicine, we hope they'll bring medicine. If they have children, we hope they're going to bring diapers, because we really can't, you know, furnish diapers for everybody. If you have a snack food, like when I go to a shelter, I always bring peanut butter. That's my favorite snack. So we recommend some sort of a snack. If you have children, please bring some games with you to occupy them. There are also lots of kids in the shelter, and the kids get along really fantastically after 5 minutes. So it's wonderful to watch them. I've been doing this for a number of years, and kids always amaze me.
How can people who've evacuated their homes know when it's safe to return?
The authorities will tell us when certain areas are okay to go back, and we usually post it on big sheets of newsprint. You know, what areas are now open for those people who want to go home. And in all honesty, many people do go home like that, and then unfortunately see that there's damage to their house, and they come back. Now, they don't have to stay overnight if they want to come back just to have some meals with us, or in many instances, if they want to come back and take a hot shower because they're not going to have power right away. Things like that just, you know, make life so much easier for people.
Now, there are also people who would like to lend a hand. What should people do if they want to volunteer with the Red Cross to help in this aftermath of Sandy?
Right. I love that question. I am a volunteer. I have been a volunteer for 15 years. The Red Cross, when you see the American Red Cross emergency response vehicles driving down the street on television or driving through a burned-out wildfire area on television, I want everybody to know that 94% of those people are volunteers.
You have to tell us very quickly, Steve. We're running out of time.
Okay.
Is there
okay.
a number to call?
Yes. Call your local Red Cross chapter. If you're in New Jersey, call the Jersey chapter. If you're in New York, call the Greater New York chapter.
And we also have a link on WNYC.org with information about volunteering and how to help.
Okay.
Steve Baer, thank you so much for talking with us today.
I hope it worked. Thank you.